Welcome, it's Clint Salter, founder of Studio Success Formula, the business school for dance studio owners. And in this lesson, I'm going to explain to you how to identify your ideal student avatars. But before we start, I should probably explain to you what an ideal student avatar is and why you even need to have one. An ideal student avatar is important because by doing this process, we can become extremely clear on the type of student we want in our studio. It's also important because once we have created our avatars, we can then create relevant and tailored classes along with marketing campaigns that they can simply not say no to. Have you ever had, ever walked into a class as a teacher and found a real diverse group of children in ability, attitude, and sometimes age? I have, and I know when I walked into a class like this, I knew it was going to be a bit of a challenge. There are thousands of studios that have this challenge in their studio every single day. Now, some studio owners will say to me, well, Clint, I don't have the numbers to have separate classes for these people, which I 100% agree with because I don't want you running any classes at a loss. But my question to them is, how are you marketing your student and more importantly, your classes? I'm guessing that if this is sounding like your studio, then you're trying to be all things to all people. And if you've ever studied successful people in business, this approach has never worked. This is why you need to create your ideal student avatar so that you're attracting the people you want to be a part of your studio. There are three main things as a studio owner you need to consider when you're creating your ideal student profile. The first, of course, is the student. You then need to decide which classes the ideal student would fit into. And last but not least, we need to create a mini avatar for your ideal student's parent. As we all know, a five-year-old is not taking themselves off to dance class. So in that instance, we need to focus on marketing to their parent. And so when you combine all of those three components, the student, the class, and the parent, you gain real clarity on who it is you're actually marketing to. This affects how you market to your ideal student from imagery, language, and how you're actually getting your message to them, whether it be via offline or online marketing strategies, which we're going to discuss in upcoming modules. It's all about the connection you're making. And so when you partner your ideal student with the appropriate class, you create relevance. And this is crucial for boosting your leads and conversion rates. You want to ensure that the student you're targeting sees an advert or engagement piece and says, yes, mom, dad, that's what I want to try. And so when you group the relevant class with your ideal student's parent, you create value. A parent will recognize the relevance and then support their child in their decision to start taking class with you. And finally, when the student and the parent are on the same page, you create commitment. Again, commitment from both the student and the parent is crucial to help both parties when exploring what becoming a student with your studio would be like. And I'm going to go through the enrollment process in our next lesson. So let's break this down a little bit for you now. And when I talk about creating your ideal student avatar, this is what you'll explore: their age, gender, where they live, what school they go to and their year level, their interests and other hobbies, their dreams, why are they coming to your studio? Is it fitness, social? Do they want to be a professional performer? And their fears, what's stopping them? Parent support, finances, bullying, lack of time. We then move on to the class side of things. So when we talk about classes, we want to explore the style of dance. So is it jazz, tap, ballet, hip hop? And then we want to look at the level or the stream. So you might have a fun stream and a performance stream. So we want to get clarity around all of these types of things relating to the class that is for this ideal student. Then when we look at the parent, we look at similar things that we did with our ideal student. And so we're going to look at their age range, their gender, their relationship status, the occupation, salary, hobbies, and other interests. The media consumed, that's a new one, but really important when we look at strategic partners. Their dream for their child, you know, do they want their child to be a professional performer? Fear, so, you know, why they're not supporting their child. Maybe they're low in funds, they've got no time, they can't see the value in dance. So we really want to explore that. So now it's your turn. I want you to go through this video lesson and map out your first ideal student avatar. Now, look, you could have five depending on your studio and the age groups you cater for. The important thing here is to give each of your avatars a name so that when we start implementing your marketing plan, you have a really clear picture in your head of who you're targeting with your marketing. This is a really crucial part of setting up your solid foundation. The idea that you will have quite a few of these depending on the ages you cater for and the styles of dance you offer. This is the first step in creating targeted marketing and engagement strategies that actually work. If you've got any questions around this, please jump on over to the VIP forum. I'd love you to share with us, you know, your first ideal student avatar and get feedback, not only from me, but from the other dance studio owners who are in our VIP community. Thank you for joining me, and I really look forward to seeing you for our next lesson coming up really soon. Bye for now.